Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.
And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Karen Kirsted from Sanctuary of Healing for All. Hello, Karen.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Wonderful. Hi. Karen, you are such a Renaissance woman. You are. Off air, we were talking about your background, but let's share your background with our listeners. Tell us about yourself.
Sure. Well, I actually retired from corporate America in 2020 when COVID hit. I worked over 44 years in IT. I started working with crystals and stuff in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, there was no support, there were no schools. You couldn't find other people to really work with, and you just kind of leave it. People didn't understand it, so a lot of shaming going on, and I put it to the side.
Oh.
Due to a whole series of events that started happening around the year 2014, I then found myself in a mystical energy school out in the Northampton area of Massachusetts, and actually started there in 2016 and graduated from the three-year program in 2019.
Okay.
Which was all kinds of healing modalities.
But you're still working IT at that time?
Yes, I was still working IT, still working full-time. Mm-hmm. And
so I'm using air quotes, your real job.
My real job, the one that paid the bills,
was in IT. Right.
You know, and it was a unique experience. It was something that I started in because I needed a job to make money to go to college, and okay. I just never left.
Okay. So what was the impetus for you to leave IT and go into what you're doing now?
The wonderful availability to retire.
Ah.
So not being married, and it's only my income. Mm-hmm. I needed a way to be able to pay my mortgage, to pay for food and such.
Right.
So being able to retire and then work on this and doing it full time, which led me into creating my own business, which is called the Sanctuary Healing.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Yes.
And I just work out of a place in Sutton where I actually do many kinds of healing modalities, as well as teaching some workshops as well, a little bit of artsy craftsy things as well.
Okay. And we are going to get into all those healing modalities, because you have many of them that you do. We will get into that when we come back. Right now, you are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends from out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Karen Kirsted from Sanctuary of Healing for All. So Karen was just telling us about she had a full-time job in IT, and then she decided to go into her healing modalities. And what was the first one that you started with, Karen?
First one I started with was Reiki, and that really came about because I was volunteering at a horse sanctuary, and somebody there was a Reiki master teacher. And I got bit really badly by a horsefly. I mean, so deep that they had to pull it off of my face.
Oh, no.
Huge welt. And she said, do you want me to do Reiki on it? And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was, she was actually one of my first Reiki teachers. So
okay.
I am a UC Reiki master and teacher, and I have been through that twice. So anybody who knows Reiki knows every time you get into attunements, mm-hmm. you just keep expanding and expanding.
Mm-hmm.
I also am a transformational Reiki master and teacher as well. So I work on human beings and all living creatures. My specialty with animals is equines, so horses, donkeys. Mm-hmm. I also work with dogs a lot.
Okay.
But basically any animal or aquatic, I will do Reiki healings on.
So how do you, let me ask you, how do you do Reiki on an animal?
First, I make sure the owner is there and stays present.
Okay.
I won't work on any animal, regardless of size, unless the owner is right there, because I don't know the animal. I don't know what might trigger them, what might hurt them, what might them feel uncomfortable. And they're going to be receiving energy which they freely accept, unlike humans. Most humans will try to resist it a little bit. So they just need to communicate to me, oh, the dog acting a little bit strange, you might want to insight, fine. Mm-hmm. Working with horses and large animals, cows and such, it becomes even more critical. The owner is there to tell me. I may know body language, but I don't know the specific animal.
Okay.
So it's much like with a human, the way you connect is differently, and I actually teach animal Reiki to teach people how to connect with an animal and know if you're connected.
Okay. All right.
The biggest example I give is, if you're a human, I can talk you through grounding. Okay. I can't do that with an animal.
Right. That's why I asked.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So beyond Reiki, then what did you start doing?
Beyond that, I got into shaman work.
Okay.
Knew somebody, and I did a six-week program called the six-month program called Shaman Song, mm-hmm. which gave me a lot of basics as to shaman work.
Explain to people what that means.
It's very earth-centered and earth-based. So depending on where on the globe, it might be called a medicine person, might be called a wise person, might be called a sage. So different areas of the world might refer to it differently.
Okay.
Even Wicca can be considered by some as part of the shaman because it's earth-based. So it's working with earth energies. It's acknowledging the earth is our mother,
mm-hmm.
and that we must take care of her as she takes care of us, as well as the universe.
Okay.
So that's the very high level basis of most shaman practices.
Okay. So, and then you added something else.
I added a whole lot of things after that. I received what's called the Munakai Rites, which it's Peruvian, South American, very similar to getting attunements through Reiki. So
okay.
Those have all been achieved. I then started learning about color therapy and how does that work for people? How does it influence our lives? When we see something, wear something, the energy's involved in it. I also got into hypnotherapy, which my process is not hypnotizing somebody, but helping them get into a deep meditation so that they're able to communicate, take direction, and understand how their behaviors may be creating the need to smoke, eating habits so that they're not able to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Off air, we were speaking about the hypnotherapy because there's mm-hmm. a lot of misconceptions about that and what that does for people. And you relayed a story to me. You want to tell that to the people?
Oh, certainly. It's someone who came to me who was a smoker, tried many times to quit, and you know, you succeed for a little while, and it's very difficult, it's very addictive, and there's the addiction as well as the habit.
Mm-hmm.
So what I had done for this person, I gathered information before we ever started, and she said, you know, the biggest thing at work is we have this meeting every single morning, and after the meeting, all of us go out and we're complaining about everything we're told we need to do and changes, and go out and have a cigarette.
Okay.
So while she is within the very deep meditation, I said, I need you to go back to that meeting. And right now I need you to go to that meeting and it's over and you're walking out and you're all complaining and you get outside and you're the only one now not smoking. How do you feel? And she told me, huh, I feel isolated. Nobody wants to talk to me. Okay, let's go back to the meeting. We're in the meeting and it's just ending. Everybody is complaining. Let's go outside. Now, one other person isn't smoking, but everybody else is. How do you treat that person? No different. Okay, but you thought you were being treated different. So let's go back to the meeting. Now you're leaving, and you go outside, and nobody's smoking, except you. How do you now feel? I feel they're judging me again. Okay, let's go back in the meeting. Now we're leaving, everybody's complaining, and we're going outside, and there's not a person smoking. How does it feel? The same. So what came out of it was the camaraderie. It was an automatic, it was a habit.
Yes.
So she felt isolated when she was either the only one or the one not, but didn't judge other people that way.
Mm-hmm.
So then we worked on, why are you judging yourself that way?
Okay.
You know, then I got into the very, everybody hears about of the tobacco no longer tastes good, the smoke doesn't. But it's still work on their part. I mean, it's not a magic cure for anybody. Nothing is.
Right, right. So let me ask you, because I'm sure there's some people out there who would want to know, if someone did come to you for stop smoking, how many sessions would they need for that?
It's going to depend on them. This person was one, and she's been 9 months smoke-free.
Wonderful.
So it depends on the person. I tell them, once they have a session, give it a good 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then, I mean, if they just need a bit of encouragement, it's like, give me a call or send me a message. Okay. I'm not going to charge them for that. If they feel they need to go through it again at a different level because they themselves have identified something, you know, then we can set up another session.
Wow. Okay. So what else do you offer? My goodness, you offer so much. So the hypnotherapy, the color therapy, the shamanism, the Reiki.
Right.
Did I forget anything?
I also teach animal Reiki. So
animal
Reiki. I have to divide it into three. Anybody who knows Reiki, there's Reiki 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
3 is considered the master.
Uh-huh.
Then you can also go on to the teacher. But it's devised in different ways. The biggest is when you do Reiki 2, you start to learn how to do it distance. So animal Reiki 1 is small animals.
Okay.
So anything domestic, from mice and rats to dogs, cats, anything, a ferret, anything you consider a domestic animal. Reiki 2 then is the large animals. So those are the equines, those are farm animals, those are zoo animals, because there may be animals you can't get your hands on.
Okay, yeah, you know, there's some animals I wouldn't want to put my hands on. Yeah.
There are horses that I've worked with that they're too high strung, and it's like, yeah, I'm working with them from back here, and
okay.
They're fine.
And you can do that?
Yes,
okay.
That's remote healing.
All
and
right.
Then there's all the water animals and all the water beings, and to teach people, how do you heal water in general and all the microscopic and the plants versus how would you heal a pot of whales or a specific whale?
Oh.
So they get the Reiki attunements. They must already be a Reiki practitioner. So if they do one, you know, they have to be a Reiki 2, a Reiki 1, a Reiki 2, a Reiki 2 for animal healing.
Uh-huh.
So if I take someone who has Reiki 1, 2, and 3, they don't need to do Reiki 1 if all they want to do is deal with animals
okay.
that are in the ocean.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different, but they learn a little bit of communication, how to listen to an animal, how to ground an animal. Their chakra system is slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that they learn and take away from it.
Okay. That's so interesting to me, especially
it's
the chakras. All right. When we come back, we're going to speak about something on the horizon for you, something that you're planning, something you're thinking about creating. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends from out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Karen Kirsted from Sanctuary of Healing for All. And Karen, you wanted to tell us about the benefits of drumming.
Yes, I was very privileged to be able to twice build my own sacred drum. One is of horse hide and one is of elk. What I do is I actually run drumming journeys. I do two different ones. One helps people meet their guides.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a form of meditation, but because it's to the heartbeat of Mother Earth and a sacred drum, it
okay.
brings the energy and the waves of the brain to a much different, higher frequency so that people are allowed to meet their guides,
mm-hmm.
talk to them, spend time with them, play with them. The other one is called the Drumming to Heal the Earth, and we do it two ways, either a group of people to heal the entire Earth, so sending healing energy to Mother Earth, of which she will then send us healing.
Okay.
Sometimes we pick a specific location to go to where we will astral project there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then they will send us healing as well. So it's a very different way to do a meditation, and
uh-huh.
it's all guided. It's very healing.
Okay, so people are like in a comfortable position, and
yeah.
you do a meditation.
Most are laying down. Yep.
Okay.
So we get them into that with breathing, and yes.
And are you speaking about animal guides?
They're spirit guides.
Spirit guides.
I don't like to tell people what they may meet.
Okay.
But it can be anything from something fanciful to an animal to a ascended master to a past relative.
Oh.
To saints and anything in between.
Okay. Anything that might help them on their journey.
Exactly. What they need at that time.
Now, speaking about journeys, you are on a journey to create something new. Tell us about that.
I am. As a graduate of a healing school and having met many people from many healing schools and looked at many, I found I needed to break the mold. Many of them deal with one person teaching everything. Mm-hmm. And I wanted people to have the experience of having very different teachers from all kinds of backgrounds teaching them, so they get many different viewpoints.
Okay.
The name of my academy, so we're even breaking that we're not calling it a school,
okay,
is called the Healing Academy of Collaboration and Consciousness. So right now I am recruiting teachers for the first year.
Okay.
The first year, people will learn healing modalities. We start in September and we will run into June, mm-hmm, second weekend of every month, so 2 days. There will be a different teacher teaching different classes. Yes, some teachers are going to teach multiple. So the commitment for the teacher doesn't have to be anything more than one day, which takes a lot off of them. I saw a lot of teachers and a lot of teachers' assistants burning out.
Uh-huh, okay.
I will be the teacher's assistant for everybody.
Oh.
So I will always be there for whatever they need me for.
Mm-hmm.
The second year is going to consist of everything you learned your first year for healing modality. Why does it work? It's no longer a mystery. We know frequency and vibration is what this is about. So we're going to have teachers come in that are going to teach why Reiki works, why color works, why yoga works, other than just physical, mm-hmm, why the movement works, why does music work. So that's going to be the second year. From that, those are the two mandatory years. From that point, there's year 3 through 7. And every one of those years will be a concentration of one specific subject. For example, there might be a whole year of studying nothing but sacred geometry.
Uh-huh.
Again, there'll be different teachers because sacred geometry, I am just getting into it and teaching workshops, but it's a rabbit hole. It is the shape, and if I can use the shape of a pyramid, it's actually 3 triangles, but the bottom is a square. All of them have a color. Color has frequency.
Uh-huh.
Frequency has a number. Color has a number.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can assign numerology to it as well. So why does the sound heal? That's something that can be talked about.
Ah.
I am going to be teaching teaching people how to heal the sacred geometry. I'm going to actually have a workshop that teaches people how to do that, that is aside from my own school.
Mm-hmm.
But it is set up differently. So the years 3 through 7, they can do one, they can do just year 5. If they don't have to do it in sequence,
okay,
they don't have to do them all. It's just to get to those, they must complete modalities and frequency learning.
And the end result, are you talking about a certificate program?
There will be a certificate awarded at the end of the 2 years,
mm-hmm,
and then at the end of any of the other years, there will be a certificate given to them as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Karen, if people wanted more information about you and what you offer, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay, so Sanctuary of Healing, as well as a Healing Academy, Collaboration of Consciousness, are both on Facebook. I work out of a place in Sutton called Dragonflies in Amber.
Mm-hmm.
On there you can find my bio, what I teach. There's a calendar for monthly teachings that go on,
okay,
what my prices are, and how to reserve my time or to enroll in any of my workshops.
Okay. Well, you've offered us so much information, Karen.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming out from Auburn and coming to Leominster today and speaking with us.
Thank you. It was my honor.
Thank you. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends from out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. It's about that time where I need to say goodbye for another week. I want to thank my very special guest, Karen Kirsten from Sanctuary of Healing for All, for sharing all her information. Next week, please tune in where I'll be speaking to Jen Peck of Jen Zen Living. She's an Ayurvedic and yoga person, and so that should be very interesting to learn about what she offers as well. Until then, have a wonderful week. Love and peace. This is Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM, streaming live on WLPZ.org.
Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. Giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.